107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's Greatest Hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. It's a pleasure to have Emily Chandler on the line. We're going to be talking about tree power. Good morning, Emily.
Hi, Jamie.
It is good to have you on the phone line. So tree power is back for Stratford. What's this all about, Emily?
Yeah, it's the second year that we've run tree power in Stratford, which is really exciting. We partnered up with Festival Hydro and the City of Stratford last year to run this program for the first time. And it was so popular, I'm really happy to have it back this year. So what we do is provide just over 300 trees to Stratford residents that they can purchase at an amazing price that they can then plant on their own property.
So this is pretty awesome. And this is, of course, also with the Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. So it is it hardwood trees, or what kind of trees are we talking?
Yeah, so it's native hardwood species. We actually have 8 different types of trees this year, which is, I think, the most different types of species that we've had with a tree power program in the past. So really nice ones that are geared to growing in this area. Some are meant for people with smaller yards, so smaller trees, ones that attract birds, all of the things that we know and appreciate trees for.
Now, maybe we're not thinking of spring and trees with this winter weather that we've had this week.
No.
But the trees are available for ordering. They've been available since Monday, and there are trees still left because last time when we chatted, those trees got scooped up just like that. So there are trees available.
Yes, there are trees available. And I'm happy to talk about something like planting trees in the spring on a day like today, because it's something to look forward to. But yeah, there are trees still available on our website, which is festivalhydrotreepower.ca, and still a nice selection of the different types. So people can go on and read a description about what each species is known for and then choose which one they'd like.
And the prices for these trees are more than reasonable, we should say.
Yes, so the trees are between $20 and $25, and I asked my co-workers at Upper Thames how that would compare, and it's about a third to a half of the price that people would normally be paying direct through a nursery.
Oh, for sure.
It's a really nice one to offer to residents.
Oh, absolutely, and these aren't just saplings, shall we say. These are pretty good-sized trees.
Yep, they're a good-sized tree. But also small enough that people can get them home in whatever vehicle they're driving.
Yeah, exactly. Again, festivalhydrotreepower.ca. So the orders are still available. And orders are on now, when's the pickup day?
Yeah, so we have the pickup day set for Saturday, April 9th. And what we'll do is anyone who orders a tree, we just email them the location and the hours that they can come pick it up.
And it's so worth it with something like this, tree power in Stratford. As you've kind of touched on, Emily, purchasing a tree can make such a difference for wherever you're planting it, for your neighborhood, for your yard. It can make such a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it's a pretty easy way to make a difference, right? So they take the tree home, plant it in their yard. They have the benefits of the tree while also helping us battle climate change.
FestivalHydroTreePower.ca. Of course, we'll share links and details available on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website with MyStraffordNow.com. But just letting you know, in case you thought they were all sold out, they still have some trees available, but get in on it. Again, FestivalHydroTreePower.ca is the website. Emily, anything else we haven't covered, or just pick up some trees?
Pick up some trees, please.
Emily Chandler with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Great to chat with you, Emily, and thanks for the details on this.
Thanks, Jamie.